It's a scary world out there right now. The news is full of negativity, frightening images, and alarming facts. We as a society feel frightened, exhausted, overwhelmed, and confused. Our brains are in negativity overload. Our ancestors built survival strategies, one of which is to create separation and form boundaries to remain safe. Yet separation causes suffering. Our brain has evolved to respond to this distress. It releases stress hormones and cortisol, revving up our sympathetic nervous system and our stress reactions and suppressing immune response. When we remain in this state for a lengthy period of time, we are severely compromised and weakened, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Our brains have a negativity bias, another ancient survival technique. We are drawn to negativity and bad news. We somehow need to, as a society, feel safer. So we lay blame, point fingers, and demonize others. We become us and them, and this is where it gets alarming. Separation and division is, for the first time in my lifetime, becoming normalized. We flash our new QR codes and then blindly carry on, gathering, socializing, connecting. How have we, in a short 2 months, forgotten about the many who are now on the outside? How do those people feel who cannot participate and who are being blamed, shamed, isolated, and demonized? Who may see the world through a different lens and are simply making a choice different than our own? What about their mental and physical health? How have we, as a culture, so quickly forgotten what it is to be human and inclusive and compassionate toward others who may think or act differently? We are bigger than this. We can choose inclusion, love, compassion, and understanding. We can beat the negativity bias by relentlessly focusing on positive thoughts and activities. Let's share and promote public messages about health, resilience, building immunity, and wellness. Let's let our humanity shine through and say no to separation and division before it becomes even more normalized. Turn off the news, share a smile, hug a family member or a friend, shake a hand, look a stranger in the eye without fear. Stand for love and unity. It is not too late to change the narrative. Barbara Meyer, St. Albert.